Hello and welcome to our weekly guided Remember to Flourish Remembrance Call. I'm Dan Dugan and I'll be your guide tonight. The reason we offer these calls is because we believe in a flourishing world where every living thing can thrive. Every living person, every living entity of any kind. And to get there, we think that business is the best vehicle for reaching the most people and the best agent for change. But for business to be effective at, you know, creating and contributing to a flourishing world, it requires masterful leaders. So that's what we're about. And what does that mean? Leadership mastery is people who are able to make decisions and show up as their best, where they're leading from their inner wisdom or their essential self, that state of balance and flow that we all occasionally experience, but with practice, you can be there most of the time. So that's as opposed to leading from our egos, which tend to get in the way and, you know, don't give us a clear picture that limits the possibilities that are actually out there. So we believe in leadership mastery as a way to a flourishing world. And it takes practice. So that's why we offer this call, practicing leadership mastery and the access to that inner wisdom that we talk about, that place inside, that state of balance and centeredness, is what this call is about to support you in doing. So once a week for half an hour, you can tune in with us and take a trip inside. And hopefully that's going to catch fire and you will begin to add that to your daily practice so that you become more and more living and leading from your essence, your inner wisdom. So that's why we do this. The way the calls work is I'll give you a short teaching on a topic for the day, and then I'll lead you hopefully deeply into your heart so you get that experience of that place of centeredness and inner wisdom. So the teaching tonight has to do with preparing, using remembrance to prepare for the most important conversations, the most important messages that you really want to have land with the people you want to affect or you want to impact. So transmitting your message so it lands as you intend. So there are times when this is really, really important and the remembrance can really help you get in touch with the message that you really want to send. And when I say transmit, it goes beyond telling and communicating. It is actually coming from the deepest, clearest place inside you. So the transmission occurs. It actually goes from your heart into the listener's heart, into the audience you're trying to reach. So I'll give you a story that kind of explains this from my past. In my days as a leader in high tech, had a time where our organization was selling products to our largest customer. I got a phone call from their quality engineer telling me that our product was not meeting spec. In fact, he said that he was going to reject it all and they would have to go look for another supplier. Now, this was a very, very tough thing for me to hear. My initial reaction was, this can't be true. I don't believe this. We're the highest quality organization there is. We spend all our time focusing on that and making sure that our customers get the highest quality and on-time delivery. So my initial reaction was to resist and not accept what he was saying. But I thought, boy, after a while, I better, you know, after I sat with it for a minute, I said, I better make sure I'm right. So I sent a team out to this guy's organization. We went and inspected everything that they had in inventory that we had shipped them, and discovered that 40% of what we had sent them was not meeting spec. Somehow it had gotten out of our shop, you know, and it was wrong. So, man, was I eating humble pie at that moment. And I knew that we had been listening to our press clippings, me in particular, too well, and were believing without verifying as well as we needed to that the product that we were shipping was correct. So I knew I needed to have a message I had a conversation with my entire team. We had 150 people at the time. So after sitting in remembrance myself to say, what is it I really want to communicate here? The seriousness of this situation, the fact that we were thinking we were great. I wasn't blaming anybody, but our processes were obviously flawed, or this product could not have gotten out. And that we had to first let go of the press clippings and this idea that we were the best, because the facts were we weren't. And then we had to pick ourselves up and figure out what was going wrong and get it corrected and implement new processes and controls that would assure that what went out the door was correct. So this was the message that I needed to get across to my people, and I wanted them to get my, so I sat with it as, what's my highest intention? I want them to feel supported, but I also want them to understand the severity and seriousness of the situation, and I wanted to enlist them with me in making the corrections we needed to make so this would never, ever happen again. So that was my highest intention. I gathered everybody together. I stood there in front of them, surrounded by 150 people out on the shop floor. And as I began telling them what had happened, this huge wave of emotion went through me. I began to cry, actually, tears. I was weeping as I was telling them what was going on. And this was a huge surprise to me. And it was at that moment that I realized really how serious this was and how deeply impacted I was. And I continued to tell them and to transmit from this place, from this deepest, most hurtful, aching place, why this was important and what we needed to do and why I needed them to be with me in pulling this off. Now, I didn't know if that would work or not, but that was the most honest I could be in that moment, the most authentic I could be, and coming from the deepest, clearest, most authentic place inside me. So the story is, when I got done with that, man, it's coming back right now. So I'm having a little moment here. They got it. The transmission was occurring. It happened. They understood the seriousness. We rallied together. We went at it. Nobody felt like it was their fault, at least not on purpose. We just a big miss on all our parts, and that we were never going to let that happen again. And we changed everything. And the customer was so surprised and astounded by our response that they decided to stay with us and not change. And we continued to do business with them for many years more. And and it actually helped us with many, many other customers, because our processes were way, way better. So the point is, your heart will show you the essence of the most important thing that you want to communicate. So when you have those moments, it could be a customer, it could be a fellow teammate, it could be a team you're working with, it could be people that are, you know, you're having difficulty with, whoever the audience is, it could be customers you're trying to engage in, have them come with you because you've got something really important you want to help them with. Whoever the audience is, when it's really important, stop. I should have asked you. In fact, you can stop this as a recording, so you can stop and go get a piece of paper and a pencil and write this down. I'm going to give you a step-by-step how to do this. So the point is, as I was saying, your heart will show you the essence of what's the most important thing that you want to communicate. So number one, set your intention. What is your highest intention? What are you trying to convey here? Two, listen deeply. So you go into remembrance and you listen deeply to what that essence is. Number three, you write down the key points of that essential message, so you have it captured. And then four, after you've set the time to have this conversation with whoever the audience is, spend time in remembrance to reconnect with that highest intention and those key points and that experience of the depth of that, the essence of it, and spend time, 10 minutes, 15 minutes just before you're going to go speak. And then have the conversation, presentation, communication, but from your essence. So you're going to transmit what the most important points are, the most important parts of your heart that is trying to speak to the other person and really transmit the message. And then lastly, number five, accept what happens because you've done your job. You connected, you found what was most important, you embodied it, and you transmitted it, and what they do with it is not in your hands. So that's the teaching for our call tonight. So let's go inside and maybe we'll see what happens in remembrance that might help you find that essence for some important communication you have coming up here in the near term. So get comfortable in your chair. We're human beings. We're part physical animal and we're part spirit. So we're clay and spirit, unique in the world of creation. So we start by checking what our starting point is, what's our state of being. Then we go physical, emotional, mental, and then we're going to check our spirit by checking our heart. So feel yourself sitting wherever you are on the floor in your chair and notice the effect of gravity on your physical being and that sense of connection, that flow with the physical being, by bringing your attention to your feet and every place else that your body is connecting with the earth, your seat, your back, if you're in a chair. And feel how gravity is working. You can feel the pull of gravity on your being. Notice that energetic connection from the earth as it moves up your legs from the bottom of your feet. And just tune into that and follow it up as it spirals up your legs through your gluteal muscles and your genitals into your lower belly, your stomach, your lower back, noticing how the flow shifts and changes. It feels different in different parts and where it might feel constricted or blocked. And where it's flowing really freely, just tune in. It's like a river, sometimes with rocks in it, or a dam even, that will restrict the flow. You just want to notice these things. Keep going up your belly, your solar plexus, your middle back, upper back, chest, shoulders, neck, throat, face, your chin, mouth, nostrils, cheeks, eyes and eye sockets, forehead, scalp. And now, noticing the totality of that. And as you've gone through this, you may have noticed places where you're holding tension that you weren't aware of. It's very common because we spend a lot of time in our mind. So where you notice tension that you're holding, all you have to do is just relax, just allow yourself to let go. And that will help you drop in. All right, now let's check our emotional state. So here you are at whatever time of the day you're listening to this, knowing that things have been happening up to this point. So what's your emotional state now? Families of emotions are glad, mad, sad, scared, and there are hundreds, if not thousands, of nuances within those. So what is the, as best you can notice, in any of those states, and maybe more than one, the emotions that you're experiencing right now? All right, goodness, it's just a check-in, nothing to fix or change. Let's check our mental state. And this is the level of activity in your mind and the quality of that activity. Is it very active, very calm, somewhere in the middle? And is it in any way distressing, or does it feel pretty collected and contained? They're somewhere in between. All right. So now we have a sense of our starting point, our state of being, the current state of being, physically, emotionally, and mentally. So let's check in with our heart, and to help us go there, we're going to use our breath to drop into our heart and check its current state of being. So take a few gentle, easy breaths, noticing what your body feels like as you inhale, and what it's like when you release and when you exhale. And as you exhale, you can allow yourself just to relax and drop in to a more centered state. And during our remembrance session, if you find yourself up in your mind, which is so common, nothing wrong, just happens, you can use your breath to bring you back inside. So a good way to do that, I've found, is to use the box breath, which is to inhale to the count of four, hold at the top of the inhalation for the count of four, and then exhale to the count of four, and hold at the bottom of the exhalation for another four. So let's do that three times. Inhale deeply, count of four. Hold for four. Exhale for four. And hold for four. Then repeat two more times. And last time. Okay, so hopefully you are feeling more relaxed and deeper inside. So let's check in on our spiritual state. When I say that, I'm talking about what's the state of your heart, your spiritual heart, and this is where you can allow your imagination to show you and to trust what you are shown. Let's to locate it, because it helps to have a focus point. Imagine you're inside your chest, about 2 inches behind your sternum, middle of your sternum. And what is the state of your heart right now? How open is it? How soft is it? How receptive is it? Because remembrance is all about receiving. It's not about effort. So openness, receptivity. Is there a weight? Does your heart feel light or heavy? And is there a sense of darkness and lightness in your heart? All right, so this is whatever you got, trust it. That's our starting point, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. So now, with your attention in your heart, start your remembrance word or phrase. Start repeating it silently to yourself, inside your heart, and just notice what happens. If you're stuck in your head, just use that box breath to drop in. if later you find yourself in your mind, use the box breath to return to your heart. But continue now to remember using your word or phrase for the source of everything that you need. And all you need to do is receive and notice. All right, you're doing great. Keep going. And drop in, let go. Okay, great. Keep going. Now, if there is an important conversation or presentation or communication of some kind coming up for you, maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, but that it is, you know it's important. So you can let your heart show you, you know the context of this conversation. So when it is completed, what is your intention? What do you intend? What are you moving toward? What is the outcome you're hoping for that is the best for the most? That's the definition of highest intention. Usually these important conversations are about some change or opportunity that we care about, that matters to us. So that's what should be included in your highest intention. And then what's the highest and best for the most people, which includes you. So continuing to remember and listening deeply. You get a sense of that intention. And if something goes clunk, says, oh yes, that's it, with your pen and pencil handy, write that down. If not now, then later during this remembrance session. All right, now, what is the essence of this communication? What is the most important kernel that you really want to get across, that you want to transmit, that you want your heart to send to the other heart or hearts you are trying to reach? Keep going, keep remembering, and your heart will show you. And when it feels right and complete, trust it. And keep remembering. And really feel it, really experience it, really embody the essence so that it is in you. You are the essence of the message. So we're going to go right now just for a couple more minutes and deepen your connection with that essence of your message. Okay, so that's it for tonight. But if you're feeling incomplete with this session, please keep going. If you do feel complete and you really got in touch with your essential message, write down some notes about what that was like and what exactly is that message you want to transmit. And then before you actually have the conversation or make the presentation or communicate the message, spend 10 minutes, 15 minutes reconnecting with this essential piece, this essence of your message, and then the person who shows up to communicate it, to transmit it, will be coming from their highest place, their most centeredness, their deepest state of balance and flow. And from there, your message will make the journey to the hearts of those listening. And then your job is complete. And you can watch and listen, but there's no striving involved. It's just a clean transmission, and the listeners will do with it what they will. Okay, so thank you, and have a wonderful day or evening, and we'll talk to you next week. Good night.